This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's feature guest is Dr. Amelia Lescue. She completed her rural family medicine residency in Lethbridge, Alberta, through the University of Calgary. She currently works in High River, Alberta, practicing full-scope family medicine, which includes her family practice, emergency medicine, and inpatient medicine. She resides with her husband and two children. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Amelia Lescue. How are you doing today, Amelia?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks, Chris.
All right. So why don't we jump in? Where has your career path taken you?
Yeah. So currently I am, well, I guess my career path, I finished up family medicine training. I did that in Lethbridge. So I did the Rural Alberta South residency program. And after that, I locums, well, I had one baby during residency. So extended my residency a year for that. And then after residency, I decided to locum around a little bit. Did a lot of time actually in Cochrane. We thought we might end up there, but then decided where I did a bunch of my residency in High River was the place to be. So I've been in High River probably for about 5 years since then, doing kind of the full scope rural practice, doing family clinic a few days a week. I work in the emergency department there as well. Also, I'm in the hospitalist group, which we've recently changed to kind of more of a group-based care model for hospitalist, and then throw in a few shifts at urgent care in Okotoks just to keep things interesting.
Well, unsurprising that you have taken on a lot of roles, but I think that's reflective of the extensive training that you've had. So given that you've been in so many different places, what is your opinion on the state of medicine / healthcare?
Yeah, that's obviously a hot topic these days. And something I didn't really think I'd be saying this soon into practice is that it's changed significantly. And I think we're seeing that, to be honest, I'm a little bit scared and nervous, especially for primary care. An example I kind of give people is when I started even at urgent care in Okotoks, well, maybe 4 years ago-ish, we were giving out lists of probably 8 or 9 doctors in Okotoks that were accepting patients for people who came through. Currently, that list is at 0. And our list in High River is also at 0. The family practice that I work at in High River, we've tried to absorb. We haven't lost physicians per se, but we've had retirees and we're unable to recruit. And with our last person who left, we literally weren't able to absorb their patients anymore. We had tried, but there's just not enough doctors to go around. And so now those patients are orphaned. And so I think we're seeing those downstream effects. And I think the biggest show to me is that we're not training family med residents anymore either, as we noticed from our CARMS position. I mean, to have Alberta have a massive number of unmatched family medicine spots is utterly devastating, to be 100% honest. And really shows, I know there's a crisis around Canada, but I think that really shows the crisis in Alberta. And I think if we aren't training and we're not retaining our family doctors here, I think we're kind of the canary in the coal mine. If you can't have primary care, everything else is going to go down. Because if you don't have good primary care, you know, people are going to end up in the hospital. They're going to be sicker. They're using the emergency department. So it's just that ball that keeps rolling. So I think it's honestly a scary time right now, because if we don't make a huge, massive shift now, I think it's going to be really hard to come back from.
I think especially as being family physicians, we're feeling some of those pressures on primary care, and we're not new in our career anymore. You know, I think we're into it. And so here we are being like, right, I guess we have to step in and provide some of the voice and the leadership in these areas. And so I guess as you are in your community, what excites you about your area of medicine?
Yeah, I think the thing that still excites me about that area is the variety that we get to see, the people we get to help, and honestly, the community the medicine team has created. I mean, I work with some amazing nurses, some amazing physicians, and even to see them all band through COVID and through what we're going through, I think now, it is awesome. I mean, we've got a great hospital in High River. The public is behind us in that sense. So I think, you know, had we not had that good team or that good community support, I would have jumped ship a long time ago, to be brutally honest, right? And so seeing the people that care and seeing people work together and getting that satisfaction at the end of the day from your job, knowing that, you know, you have made a difference, that still excites me. I think it, you know, it's harder than it was, but seeing that group band together, seeing your community band together, I think that's what really still excites me about medicine. And honestly, some days when you've had a bad day, just having one patient say thank you or someone give you a card, like it is so little, but you're like, right, like this job does make a difference. And I think that part I still have to focus on, because it's really easy to focus on those other things. So trying to find, remember those things that excite you and why you kind of did this job in the first place. I think that's still what keeps me going.
Well, that's great. And I think it reminds me that we're dealing with humans. You know, the thing that we do, there's an output, but I do feel that we receive from our patients as well. So I think that's a good point that you bring up. Now, switching gears a little bit, we went to med school. Just looking back, what is your favorite memory from medical school?
Yeah, man, I thought about this one. That's so hard. There is so many good memories. I'm going to reiterate, like, I have a good staff of people that I work with now. We had a fantastic class. I mean, that fun but dumb class, like, that makes us still, I mean, that's like what I think about our class. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, man, we are still fun. Like, the reunion coming up, I'm excited about that. And all, like, the group activities that we did, I think one that maybe stands out for me that you weren't involved in because it was all females, but was even going down, like, how we had, I don't know how many of us there was, must have been about 40 of us that went down to 30 or 40 that went down to San Francisco and ran the half and full marathon. Personally, that was an accomplishment of my own to complete a marathon. And to have like 30 or 40 ladies band together, have a goal and go do it, like that's pretty epic. So there's just so many memories like that. And part of it was the run, but I think that's showing, like, just showing that we were really good at, I guess, trying to find that balance even in med school, right? And something like a fitness goal and a group of people coming together to do the same thing. And what I loved about that is everyone, whether you ran the half, the full, whether you did it in 4 hours or 6 hours or 2 hours, you know, everyone was there supporting everyone. And that was like a really cool thing to see.
Wow. Like that's such a great shared experience. And I'm sure that that's just something that will be in other people's memories too. So going into the last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question as well. I think like med school, I don't think I would do, you know, anything different per se. I think, I guess one of the things that I would say is maybe how to word this exactly. I think when you're in med school and even at the beginning of practice, you are so just trying to focus on getting through what you're getting through, right? Like med school, you have to get through it. First year of practice, you are nervous, you're scared, you know, maybe don't know how to say no and what to put on your plate. Even the business side of medicine, I think we come out lacking those skills. And so I think I would tell myself to, you know, get through med school, but then also be able to maybe take a step back or maybe get some mentors to help you go through, because you're always going to be able to build up a practice. You're always going to be able to add. It's really hard to take away things. So I think we get so focused on that goal of being done and being a staff member, but to somehow take a step back and as you go through, evaluate how to evaluate that next step, like what those next 5 years are going to look like, not that first year, if that makes sense, Chris.
No, that's a great perspective, I think, I think we're all in the grind in different ways. And then you're there like, oh, wait, I could have used a little bit of help or just a bit of reflection about the next step.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I think like the expectations we think are there too. And I think people are very easy to say, sure. Like, yes, no, this is what all staff do. Oh, this is what all staff do. Oh, okay. Like, I will do that. And so I think some of that, I think 6 or whatever we are out in practice, now I'm able to take a reflection of like, does that work for me? Does that work for my family? Is this just something that's been done for 10 years and no one likes it? And that's really hard to do as a first year. But I think I would try to instill some of that in myself earlier on to do some of that reflection, not just that gut reflex of this is how it's done. This is the expectation. This is what I'm going to continue to do. And I think you come out of residency like that a little bit because you don't have a lot of say in residency in what you have to do. So I think that's not an easy thing to instill into a med student or a resident, but I think that's where I would try to change things a little bit.
Well, I think those are wise words coming from lived experience, but also I'm sure in the way that I know who you are, Amelia, that you speak into situations and say, hey, why do we do things like this? And I just always appreciate the honesty you bring to things. It's always a good natured and like you're just ready to make stuff happen and to do it with the best of intentions. So I know that your community benefits from you being there. So thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. And we'll look forward to catching up down the road.
Much appreciated, and same to you.